I'm really, really excited. Is anyone else like excited about Christmas now? Because it's like, I mean, you've just seen the nativity scene. Like, come on. This is going good. This is going well. We've got 10 days left. I haven't finished my shopping yet. Has anyone done shopping? Are we done? We done? No. Well, I'm excited about the food. I'm excited about the music. I'm excited about the games. I'm excited about the family. But really, the main thing I'm excited about, if I'm honest, is the presents, because it's all about the presents, really. Since a child, like Father Christmas coming into my room, I remember how excited I was. I would struggle to go to sleep. I would struggle to go to sleep because of how excited I was about getting these presents. And I would wake up in the morning, and I say morning, I mean like 3 in the morning. It was morning. I'd wake up, and then Father Christmas had leave me all of these presents in my room. My mum, not one present off my mother, but Father Christmas was good to me. Father Christmas was very good to me. And I would show her these presents one by one at 3 in the morning. And I would unwrap one at a time and just bring them in and go, "Mum, look what Father Christmas has got me." She'd be like, "Yeah. All right, Dan, wake up in the morning. We've got a couple more hours. Go back to bed." And I'd be like, all right then. And I'd go in my next present as well. I'd be like, "Mum, Action Man." His eyes move left to right. It's fantastic, this is. And we'd do that for hours. She'd love it. But it excites me, these presents. It excites me, the gift. And as we've already seen, as we've heard, just in this nativity scene, there's not really much difference when it comes to the Bible. We have this sense of excitement about this gift, about this one gift that God gave himself lying in a manger. And I'm not going to talk for very long, but I just want to bring up a few points about what a gift actually is, what it's there for. Because a gift, it's not really meant to be reciprocated. I know, and I can tell you, I can continue with this story. I want to point us back to the Bible first, though, because you had these three wise men that came and they saw the star and were like, "We're going to go and see this king, this savior of the universe." They knew what was going on. They knew what was going on, and they came to this inn and they knew who this person was. And they come with frankincense, they come with myrrh, they come with gold. Now, you probably don't know what that sort of stuff is. So in 21st century, like frankincense, it's a link set, essentially. So they came with a link set. You don't really need a link set yet. He's a baby. He's not going to wear that. But it was nice. Nice present. You've got to get one. Then they came with myrrh. Myrrh was medicine. Like it was the type of thing they would use for medicine. So cowpole, yeah, they probably needed that. Like after staying in a night with a load of animals, like you never know what you're going to pick up. Good gift. Gold. Yes, please. More of that, mate. bring some of that in. So they did all right. And I think about back to when I was probably getting a little bit older, and I'm still excited about presents. I still like presents now. But I'd get into like my late teens, and I remember Xbox 360 came out for the first time. And it was the first year of this, and it was sold out in all these sorts of shops. And my mum was a bit better to me then, so my mum would get me gifts at this point. Santa just slackened off as I got older. But my mum picked up the slack there. And all this Xbox 360 just sold out everywhere. My mum was like, "I really want to get in one." And she won one. She won one on a raffle. And I got it for Christmas. And I was overwhelmed. And then I've opened up the games too. I've opened up a spare controller so I can come and play with my mates. And then I hand over the pair of socks to my dad. And it don't really add up. Like, "I've got this Xbox 360. Cheers. Here's your socks. Thanks. I'll wear them." But it's not the perk that my mum did not buy me that Xbox 360. Well, she didn't win me that Xbox 360 so that she could receive something of equivalent level. She just wanted to see me enjoy that present. She couldn't help but see my beaming face and think, like, "I can't believe that I've managed to get him one of these. I can't wait until he opens up that on Christmas morning just to see what he looks like." And that's the same with God. We can't reciprocate anything that God has done here for us. As we've already heard through the nativity, from even the start of the slides and everything that was going on there, we saw the foundation of the world was built. And people were in this relationship with God. And the first thing that people naturally do is they try and do it their own way. They try and do things differently to what God tells them. And so we're not perfect. We're built not perfect. And we try to be perfect. And I would imagine if I asked anyone in here to raise their hands if you were perfect, I wouldn't see any hands. Otherwise, you're not humble, so you're not perfect if you're going to raise your hands. But no one is perfect in this world. And I don't know whether you know, but the baseline for you to get to heaven is perfection. So none of us reach that. And what God actually did when he said, like, actually, you can't be in this garden anymore, is he created a baseline that put us all on the same level. There is no one in this room, not you, not me, that is as good as God. And we try our best and our very best to bring ourselves back up there, and maybe you're even thinking in your seat right now, but yeah, I'm a good person, but you're not perfect, and therefore you're not equivalent today. You don't make that benchmark. And God knew that no one makes that benchmark, so his plan was, I'm gonna bring myself down to you. I'm not going to expect you to get to that benchmark anymore. I'm going to give you a gift. Because another thing that a gift is a gift is not a reward for something that we've done. A gift is not because we've been really, really good people. You're going to get a gift. That's a reward. This is a gift. This is a thing that God has given us because we can't meet that mark. But actually, he loves us that much anyway that he's willing to do anything to get us back into that relationship where we can be with him one-on-one. And so this is the gift in which he gave us to do that. He gave us himself. He gave us his son. He didn't give us this toy. I keep pointing at this. He didn't give us that. He gave us himself. He gave us his son so that whoever may believe in him should not perish, but should have eternal life. And basically all that means is whoever believes in him, that he was the one that did everything, that we're not good enough, but he's good enough. Whoever believes in that true fact there, then they shall have eternal life. It's not about anything that we do. So we're all back on that playing field. And maybe you sat there today and you're thinking, actually, I don't really want to receive that gift today. That's absolutely fine. Like, I'm not ready to receive that gift. I'm not ready to take the consequences of what this means to receive a gift from God, because it does cost us. It costs us our lives in order to follow him. But as I said, it's a gift. And a gift is something that you can enjoy. Like, I can honestly say from my own story that there's never been a time of regret from me following Jesus compared to the life that I had before this. And I've done a lot of stuff. But there is nothing like following Jesus. It is a gift. It is a gift. But maybe you're here today and you're thinking, oh, this is a strong yes. And I'm thinking, wow, I've never heard it brought to me like that before. I've never heard that this is all about a relationship with God. It's not about things that I have to do or don't have to do, but it's about God wanting to restore what was once lost in the place, the thing that causes us not to have peace and hope and everything like that, the stuff that he promises us. Maybe it's a strong yes for you today, and I want to invite you, if you want to, not to stand or not to do anything embarrassing or anything, but just come and chat to us at the end. Like, we've got coffee, we've got mince pies, we've got mulled wine. Did you say? Come on. Any gold? No gold. But come and have a chat with us. We want to come and speak to you. We want to get to know you. We want to help you form this relationship, this new relationship with God. But I imagine the majority of you probably aren't in either of those two places. The majority of you have probably already heard this story a fair few times, and you're just thinking, like, I need the dots connecting. And we've got something that's happening in January that will help you connect those dots. Lee, do you want to give us a little video on that?
Every day we ask so many questions. What should I wear? What's the weather going to be like? How am I going to fit everything in? But then there are those bigger questions, like why am I here? Where am I heading? Is there more to life than this?
I had arrived at an answer to the most important issue that we humans ever deal with. Is there a God? And I had arrived there without ever really looking at the evidence. And I was supposed to be a scientist.
At 28, I had gotten many of the things that I thought I wanted. My girlfriend was on the cover of magazines, I had a Beamer, and I was so unhappy. It was a realization maybe that I would never find happiness where I was looking for it.
I think for so many years, you know, I always just strived to be strong in myself. All I needed was me and my buddies and, you know, would be like invincible. But the truth is, none of us are.
That's our purpose, that's our meaning, that's our hope. God took something so broken and made it a beautiful art piece.
Alpha is a place where you can be yourself. You can say what you think and challenge everything. No question is too complex or too simple. And what your point of view is as important as anyone else's.
We are going on a journey together, an adventure to explore the questions of life, faith, and meaning.
Alpha. I know a few of you in this room have already done it because I've done it with you. But it's a fantastic opportunity just to explore some of these things. It's not a hard push, but it does help start connecting some of the dots that are missed out in general conversation with people. And it's fantastic. If you're looking for this, if you're looking for something new to do this new year, then go for it. You'll see a load of these flyers that are just dotted around the building. They'll be by the coffee. They'll be just at the back over there. Grab one. Have a look at it. It starts at 7:30. 14th of January is the opening night for it. Give it a chance. If you don't like it, you never have to come back again. But if you do like it, you've got the opportunity to keep coming back again and to just explore what a little bit of that relationship, a little bit of what this life looks like. And I'm gonna leave it with you there. These guys are just gonna finish with a song now, and I just pray that you all have a great Christmas.